Let's pray as we stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together in the name of Jesus this morning. And we pray that you would give us grace now as we turn to your word, that you would open our hearts afresh, that we might see something more of you and receive grace, that we might respond aright. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do you sit down? Well, this morning we've called our service Songs of Praise. And hasn't it been great to hear people's thoughts about special songs and hymns and why they're important to them? But I wonder if you've ever stopped to think and ask the question, why do God's people sing? Well, our reading from Psalm 100 points us in the right direction. This poem, which would have been sung as a hymn from its origins as part of the Old Testament hymn book, the Psalms, has been used for 3,000 years to praise God. And Psalm 100 had something of a new lease of life almost 500 years ago, when at the Reformation of the Church, when the Bible-based gospel was rediscovered after centuries of medieval neglect, the English reformers included it in the Book of Common Prayer morning prayer service. Well, what that means is that on this very spot, for centuries, and in countless other places too, Psalm 100 has been read or sung on most Sunday mornings. Well, Psalm 100 was originally used in Old Testament times as God's people gathered to pray. And it contains clear invitations. If you want to have it there open before you, it's page 601 in the Black Bibles, page 601. And we hear these invitations. Verse 1, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. We are to thank and praise God with our lives. Serve the Lord with gladness, we are told. That involves the way that we work, the way that we relate to our families, the way that we help those around us, and seeing all of that activity as an expression of worship to God. And we are to praise God with our lips. We are to use words to express our thanks and praise to God, with sounds and songs and singing. And singing is very much a characteristic of Christians when they meet. Now, you might think that that is obvious, but it is something that is not so characteristic of many other religious faiths. Just think of the somber recitations and chants of Islamic Friday prayers. No regular hymn singing there. So why does Psalm 100 encourage serving God, singing praise and giving thanks, and doing that with joy and gladness? Well, it has everything to do with the one we are singing to. After each group of invitations to praise and give thanks in the psalm, we are then given truths about the God we are to thank and praise. And that is a pattern that we often find in the Bible. We're not to, as it were, work up some kind of merely emotional response or look for some sort of feeling within us to then move us to sing and praise. But rather we do so in response to who God is and what God has done and does. Now, there is a word in Psalm 100 that's repeated 4 times and in many other places in the Old Testament too. And it is a word that is used to describe God. I wonder if you spotted it. Verse 1, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Verse 3, know that the Lord, he is God. Verse 5, for the Lord is good. God is called capital L-O-R-D. And whenever you see God called capital L-O-R-D in this way, it translates the unique name that God makes known to the great Old Testament leader Moses when he had that vision of the burning bush that didn't burn up in the book of Exodus. In this remarkable event, God pledged his commitment to rescue his people from the dreadful situation that they were in Egypt. God called Moses to be involved in the process of rescue, and he tells him to say to the people, "I am who I am." Say this to the people of Israel, "I am has sent me to you." Now in the original, "I am who I am" is just four letters. And the name is notoriously difficult to pronounce or translate, as it is simply four consonants. One attempt is Jehovah, but a better effort is Yahweh. Now, the conventional way of translating the name in English Bibles for many years has been capital L-O-R-D. This name then carries a great deal of depth and significance. Much is hidden in this simple looking word. So whenever we see Lord in our Bibles, it should remind us just how wonderful God truly is. At heart, he is the God who makes himself known as the faithful God, the God of unbreakable covenant commitment, the God who promises rescue, the God who pledges love to his people. So, as we read Psalm 100, we're inspired to give thanks and praise to the faithful, rescuing Lord God in life, in our service, and in lip, in our singing. And all because, verse 3, the Lord, he is God. God is the unique maker and sustainer of all things. And he is the faithful agreement-making covenant God. We read, it is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So not only has God made people as human beings, but in particular, he has made a people to be his own people. God is the God of covenant relationship with those he calls to himself. He is a shepherd caring for his flock, protecting, feeding, guarding. Well, Psalm 100 inspires us to give thanks and praise God in life, in service, and in lip, in singing, because, verse 5, the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Now, this is the essence of how God makes himself known to his people. He is good, caring, providing, sustaining, whatever we experience in life. His love is constant and never failing. He is faithful, keeping his word, even when his people fail him. Now, knowing this God inspires praise and thanksgiving to him. And this is an important reality that we must remember. For you see, God comes to us first in his greatness and love, and then we respond. God makes the initial move towards us in his grace, and then we receive his blessings and thank him in return. And that is why, just to give a small example, when we meet, we always start with at least a verse from God's word. This is the pattern that the English Reformers set in the prayer book. We start by listening to truth about God, hearing something from him and about him, and then we're inspired to respond to him in praise and prayer and thanksgiving. Now, as God's people in 2019, we have even more to praise God for and to thank him for than the writer and the original readers of Psalm 100 had. God's faithfulness and goodness have been made known to us supremely in and through his Son. God, the Lord's goodness and faithful rescuing love is seen most of all in Jesus. Jesus, the one we read about in John's Gospel, who fulfills the image of verse 3 of God having sheep in his pasture, and also who extraordinarily takes to himself this unique divine name. Jesus said, I am, echoing God's name, Yahweh, the Lord, I am who I am. I am the good shepherd. How is Jesus the good shepherd? Well, because he lays down his life for his sheep, only then to take it up again. God the Lord's covenant faithfulness, God the Lord's love is offered to us because God the eternal Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, came to rescue us from our failure and unfaithfulness. He came to restore us and make us God's people through his rescuing death and victorious resurrection. And that means that we can have life with him, life abundantly, as Jesus puts it in John 10, more now as it's meant to be as we live here serving him, and also forever in that great new creation he will bring about when he returns. And this is why we sing our songs of praise. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you are and all that you have revealed to us about yourself and all that you have done for us, especially in your Son. We thank you that you give us the privilege of being able to respond to you in weak ways that they are. Nonetheless, we have that privilege, and we thank you for this time, this day. Strengthen us, we pray, that we might be those who serve you and praise you and give thanks to you. And we pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.